The advance estimate of the third quarter GDP shows further drop in the rate of economic growth in the U.S.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Cameron Afshar, Director of Cameron Afshar Data Analytics Center at DeSales University.
According to the Bureau of Economic Analysis advanced estimate, the U.S. economy grew at a rate of 1.9% during the third quarter, a significant drop from the first quarter's 3.1%, and even lower than the second quarter's 2.0%. This is, of course, an advanced estimate, and there will be multiple revisions before it is in the book. U.S. economic growth over the last four quarters was 2.0%. It should be noted that the last full year that U.S. economic growth reached or exceeded 3% was 2005. Last quarter's growth was mostly boosted by increases in personal consumption and federal government expenditures, while reduction in domestic investment and further deterioration of the balance of trade placed a drag on economic growth. It is important to note that since 2017, while the trade wars have been threatened or in effect, our balance of trade, that is exports minus imports, has deteriorated by 24%. This rate is almost four times worse than what it was in the previous 8 years before the trade wars became a part of the discussions. We use gross domestic product, or GDP, to measure economic activities. GDP measures the output of goods and services produced by labor and capital located in the United States. This is currently the best measure of economic activity that we have. However, it is generally based on the U.S. economy's mid-20th century production structure, which was composed of a significantly larger manufacturing base and when nobody had even heard of something called the Internet. Back to the third quarter data. Last quarter's GDP growth was mostly due to a 2.9% increase in personal consumption and also due to a 3.4% increase in federal government's expenditures. During the first 9 months of 2019, personal income in current dollars has increased by 4% at annual rates. Adjusted for inflation, this comes close to an adjusted 3% increase in personal income. Disposable income, that is, income after tax, rose by an inflation-adjusted 2.4% during the first 9 months of this year. Federal government expenditure rose by more than 7% over the last year's level. That did give a boost to the rest of the economy. However, there was a cost. There is always a cost. Deficit is now approaching 6% of the GDP, something that we have never seen other than during the Great Recession. And according to the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office, deficits are projected to continue to grow at an increasing rate, which will cause a major issue, significantly slowing economic growth in the coming years. This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.